This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation this morning through video conferencing. Under this theme, 8 different webinar sessions are being held covering 4 major sectors: agriculture, animal husbandry and dairying, fisheries and rural livelihoods. The post-budget webinar will focus on promoting high-value agriculture by unlocking the potential of crops such as cashew, coconut, sandalwood, agarwood, almonds, walnuts and pine nuts. PM Modi and Finland President Alexander Stubb have reiterated their commitment to the rules-based international order and multilateral cooperation with the UN at its core. The India-Finland joint statement following the state visit of President of Finland to India said that both the leaders affirmed the deep and enduring friendship between India and Finland, built on a foundation of mutual respect and the values of democracy and rule of law, as well as commitment to global peace, security and international law. The leaders agreed to elevate the India-Finland relations to a strategic partnership in digitalization and sustainability based on converging interests and mutual benefits. PM Modi spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed their shared concerns over the evolving situation in West Asia and the need for a return to dialogue and diplomacy. He said that the two countries will continue to engage closely and coordinate efforts towards the early restoration of peace and stability in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 2 new metro corridors and lay the foundation stone for 3 additional corridors in the national capital on Sunday. Addressing media in New Delhi, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Majlis Park to Mojpur-Babarpur section of the Pink Line and Deepali Chowk to Majlis Park section of the Magenta Line of the Delhi Metro. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed governors in different states and union territories. Governor of Himachal Pradesh, Shiv Pratap Shukla, has been appointed as Governor of Telangana, and Telangana Governor Jishnu Dev Verma has been appointed Governor of Maharashtra. Former Bihar Assembly Speaker Nand Kishore Yadav has been appointed as Governor of Nagaland. Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain has been appointed as Governor of Bihar. Governor of Tamil Nadu R.N. Ravi has been appointed as Governor of West Bengal. Governor of Kerala Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekal will discharge the functions of Governor of Tamil Nadu. The President has accepted the resignation of Governor of West Bengal Dr. C.V. Anand Bose. Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh Kavinder Gupta has been appointed as Governor of Himachal Pradesh. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Vinay Kumar Saxena has been appointed as Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh. Former diplomat Taranjit Singh Sandhu has been appointed as Lieutenant Governor of Delhi. The Ministry of Rural Development, in collaboration with My Bharat, will launch a nationwide digital campaign titled VBG Ramji Youth Digital Campaign from today. The objective of the campaign is to ensure widespread public awareness about the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rural Employment and Livelihood Mission Rural Act 2025. The campaign aims to place youth at the center of the initiative and engage them through participatory activities such as quizzes, video challenges and creative competitions, turning it into a nationwide digital mass movement. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India stormed into the final, defeating England by 7 runs in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 254, England scored 246 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. India will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated the Indian men's cricket team for entering the final of the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.